But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time.
Yes.
For Brittany J's tea for Zodet.
Yes, and today the tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, so first and foremost, Alicia Keys, she's hosting the Grammys this year.
What?
That's a kind of... Really? Hasn't LL Cool J hosted it for like the past 10 years?
Yeah, he's been...
Like, so, I mean, she has 15 Grammys herself, and she is a musician. So, 15? I didn't even know. I feel like it was like for her first two albums.
Okay,
like, might have just been her first album, because she came out swinging. Ooh. So, she posted a video on her YouTube to announce it about how she found out the news and her telling her family, waking up, so it was in the bed. Like, it was real cute. So, it airs February 10th, and we're going to see her hosted. I'm excited about that.
That's dope.
So Missy Elliott, she was nominated, but she's officially going to be inducted into the Songwriter Hall of Fame in June.
Okay.
Sis deserves, okay? She's been putting in that work. People don't even know a lot of the things that she did.
What? Finally!
So she's the first female rapper ever and the third rapper of all time. Jay-Z was first, then Jermaine Dupri, and her. She's in good company, and I think it was only right that she was next.
Yeah, exactly.
So Meek Mill, he announced that he's going to be on Saturday Night Live, January 26th.
Oh.
This is his first time ever. So I hope they get him in some skits or something, because we have some things we gotta, like, they have something they could clown him on. And I have to see what they
I'll
do.
I'll be honest.
I want to see him.
Drake kind of did his thing when he was in there. That Cat Williams thing that Drake did was crazy.
Okay, he was an actor first, so I'm excited to see if they let me, if they get me to do some skits.
Okay,
because I never see him like do anything other than music.
I'm around for it. I'm around for it.
January 26th, tune it in.
I like this.
All right, so B2K. Listen, they dropped a trailer for You Got Served 2. I'm sick, okay? J-Book posted a trailer on his page. The music they played on Family School drop. It was mad dramatic. I'm like, what's going on? Then you hear Steve Harvey's voice. He was like, the money in the hat goes to drops. Everything just ends right there. I'm like, oh, I'm about to have my powder blue Rockaway suit with the legs rolled up and that matching headband. Because I'm here for all of it. I don't know what it's going to look like. Powder blue, powder pink. Listen, send me my packages. All right, so anyway, Lil Yachty says he's celibate. I don't know why I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
I just felt like it was weird. I don't know. Like, why did we find this out? All right. Alexis Sky, we're going to talk
about
this.
The moment that we've been waiting
for. This moment you've been waiting for. No, I'm excited too. So, Alexis Sky, we were going to talk about this yesterday, but she's from Living Hip Hop, and she's also one of Fetty Wap's baby moms. Okay? So, her and Black Chyna got into a fight this weekend. Now, I didn't understand why, so I didn't talk about it. But from what I read and what Alexis Sky said, Chyna invited her into the VIP section and, like, wanted her to get out. Alexis didn't leave. Chyna threw a drink at her. So you see in the video, all we see is Alexis kind of chasing her out, like, oh, come fight me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So what we were missing is that back in 2017, remember when Rob and Chyna were going through their whole situation and he leaked the nude pictures, like, you a whole thotty?
Mm-hmm.
So Alexis was, she said she was Team Bob. Team Rob, Robert Kardashian. Mm-hmm. That's a little missing piece of the puzzle, right? So enter Rob Kardashian. He goes on Instagram and posted Alexis and said, my WCW, I've been wanting you for so long. Next thing I know, sis starts following the whole Kardashians in her gang. What? Next thing I know, sis is posting seasoned chicken. Next thing I know, she's cooking in Christian's kitchen. I see the black and white floors. Sis, you ain't low.
The black and white floors is a full oven.
Listen, all four of them ovens. Sis was baking chicken, baking wings, baking mac, whipping up instant mashed potatoes. Sis, we know they was boxed. They had no lumps in it, sis. And she made some corn on the cob. Sis, but she looked like she could cook, though. I don't know, Alexis. So anyway, listen. Okay, so
I'm trying to figure out who gets the petty award of the week.
But I'm not finished yet. So she does their on Instagram live and she calls him baby. Okay? Then she also says she's treating him how he's supposed to be treated. Okay? So Rob insisted this is not overnight. He said that they've known each other for the past 5 years, but you just started showing your shot yesterday, sir. So your pettiness is showing. Okay?
Rob, knocking him down.
Listen, Kris Jenner about to get a prenup just for Rob from the family, because he out here acting a whole fool. Letting anybody in the house. You can't let anybody in on the black and white kitchen floor. You can't do that, Rob. I don't care how good that chicken looks.
Oh, God.
Man, listen. Mm-hmm. So good, I got my eyes peeled back for this one.
Good old Rob.
Got my eyes peeled back for this one.
All right.
And she have, what if she end up all of this, how she end up having a boy, the heir to the throne, the heir to the Kardashian throne. I am sick. I am sick.
Well, we done?
Yeah, we finished.
With that being said, we got another $1,000 coming up next. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.